Officer Robert Merritt. He's with the Lansing Police Department. Officer Merritt, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me on your show.
You know, I appreciate you being here. You're kind of a unique individual because as the public information officer, you got a lot of other duties and other experience. And I think it's pretty unique from, you know, what we're going to talk about today. But in dealing with the media, you really know what you're talking about when it comes to, you know, the SWAT team and other things that you do. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, I've 21 years with the department, and I've served in various special assignments. And one of the most gratifying assignments, and one of the most eventful assignments, is I've served a couple different tours on our SWAT team. So I've had the luxury to have extensive training and be involved with many different incidents, all successful and all with good endings.
Well, I know you've heard about the shooting at Chardon High School in Chardon, Ohio. The second student has now died from that. And it got me to thinking how we handle those types of situations, what kind of training goes in. Say, should a high school in Lansing suffer the same type of situation? And we hope that never happens anywhere, much less here in Lansing. But what would be your response? And I know you can't tell us everything, because some things just need to stay with the police department.
That's correct. We don't want to really give up all of our tactics or our moves. And I might add that it was a very tragic event in Ohio, and that our prayers go out to all the families and the victims involved with that. What we've got, what that was, is it was an active violence incident, and we refer it to as an ABI situation. Our department has taken a real proactive stance in preparing and training for possible ABI situations. Now, what happens is, I might add, too, that it's an ABI situation isn't limited to a school. This also could happen at a business or, a large business or small business. So you have to understand that we shouldn't limit it to just to a school. However, the most, recognized incidents are at the major schools. So officers, our Lansing police officers, as well as the area, I've been active with training with other area agencies, are all on the same page when they God forbid, do have that call of an act of violent incident, and they'll actually respond to the area. They'll actually form a team, and then that team will go right to the threat and neutralize it, basically stop the threat and stop the violence. That's the main goal and the protocol for all ABI responses.
How do you work with the school? What training needs to be done to coordinate efforts? Do you take over? Do federal and state officials come in? What can you tell us?
Well, what I can tell you is that I was part of a team that went out and trained all Lansing schools as well as some out county schools on what to do, what the police will do when they respond, and maybe some also a proactive look at maybe recognizing a future threat, you know, in a student or an employee. So I did, again, had the luxury to go out and train with all Lansing schools and bring them up to speed on some of the things they need to do once they have an active violence incident. And I might add that very receptive, very all teachers and all staff gave us their undivided attention, and we were able to get through the training and bring them up to speed and basically give them a little bit of confidence in case something like this, God forbid, something like this happens.
Officer Merritt, is there something we can do to nip situations like this in the bud?
You know, it's tough to say that, but what I can do is I can give you an idea that you need to, especially if you're an employer or if you're a school official or employee, you need to take a second and try to notice maybe some of the precursors or maybe look into, say, you know, there are kids these days and people are very active on Facebook or Twitter, and maybe if somebody sees something that just doesn't seem to add up, then don't hesitate that they need to contact somebody or notify an official and have somebody look into it. This is some of the small preventative things that you could do that possibly could stop an ABI situation.
All right, final question for you. What do you do since you come across a situation like this if you're right in the middle of it?
Well, what we do instruct is if you're near an exit, we want you to exit immediately. However, in a large building such as a school, that's not always a possibility. So what we ask you to do and what we're asking them to do is that we call it locking down. The school or business will lock down, and we'll have the employee or students get to the nearest room, and then the teacher or employee is instructed to lock that door and make themselves small and go to a good space within the room and be quiet.
All right, Officer Robert Merritt is with the Lansing Police Department. Thanks so much, sir.
Tony, thanks for having me.